Blog Talk Radio. Now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Ms. Adrienne Everett. Not only is she an entrepreneur, but she was also Miss U.S. Continental for 2014. And how are you today, Adrienne?
I am doing well this evening. How about you?
I'm doing great. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself and what you got going on and how did you become Miss U.S., you know, Continental with our listening audience, you can share with us at that time.
Okay. A little bit about myself. I am originally from Decatur, Illinois, which is a small town, which is south of Chicago, Illinois. My dad moved us to Arizona, so he moved us to the West Coast when I was about 10, grew up there, and then it was time for me to venture out on my own. I have three handsome young men, 21, 18, and 15. Moved to Las Vegas from the Phoenix area about 3 years ago in pursuit of my career as a sales rep for a major healthcare company. Was there, always had a spirit of entrepreneurship, and I was always trying to figure something out. I sold makeup from, I don't know, there was other things that was out there to sell, and I tried all of them, but they weren't it's something that I wanted to, or it was nothing that I was passionate about. And I was actually selling a particular line of jewelry one night, and a young lady walks up to me and she asked me if I wanted to be in a pageant. I kind of laughed at her and I thought, well, I'm a little too old for that. You know, that's past me. And I text my dad and I text my boys and I said, what do you guys think? And they said, yeah, go ahead. You know, which was the total opposite of especially what I thought my boys were going to say, especially my oldest. And I decided to go ahead and do it. I became Miss Las Vegas, then on to be Miss Nevada, and then on to win the title 2014 Miss U.S. Continental.
And so you said you were a little bit too old for that.
Yeah, I thought, I'm like, well, at the time I was 39 when I won the title, and I go,
wow.
I'm like, I didn't know, you know, women still did this, you know, at that age. I just, you know, I wasn't sure, you know, and I never was into pageantry. I mean, I was a tomboy. I ran track. I played basketball. I rode dirt bikes, climbed trees. You know, I had all boy cousins and, you know, growing up with my brother. That's just what I did, you know, and I wasn't too girly, if you will. So.
Okay.
Never thought to do that.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
No, go ahead.
Oh, so I ventured on to do that, and the whole time that I was actually pursuing the pageantry, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have as much coaching as I thought I probably needed to have, and I just kept asking God, why am I here again? Because I still don't understand why I'm doing this. It was almost like I was having an out-of-body experience. I was just kind of going with the flow. It did enable me to go and, you know, speak, you know, motivational speaking for churches and schools and different organizations and whatnot, and that is my passion. Oftentimes people will say, well, that opened doors for you, that crown and, you know, title is opening doors for you. But I believe that God is opening the doors for me, not a crown and a title, you know, that man has presented me with. I believe strongly that God did that for me. It wasn't for his purpose, but he was reminding me of who he saw me as, because I had for God along the way, you know. And so those that was for my purpose, not his. And so, I share my crown.
It's so strange how God can use a particular thing to open doors, and we so often may think it's man, but the vessel that he used and the route that he takes or the route, and we have to realize that it is God that's maneuvering us into our passion, if we may not know exactly what our passion is at that particular moment or even that particular time. So I do understand when you said it was God that moved, not actually the crown that made it possible. But even in all of that, he yet still made that possible.
Yeah, he did. He did. And I don't take it lightly and I don't take it for granted. I just, again, I just didn't understand why I was there and why this was happening the way that it did. And after I did the onstage question, because at the time, like going through the process and just, it was just spiritually draining, I think. I just, you know, being there and just the, you know, different things that were happening, and everybody was there for their own reasons, you know, whether they wanted a title or, you know, they were doing it to, you know, be a role model to their daughter or whatever their situation was. It was just, to me, it was spiritually draining. And I had got to the point where I was like, all right, God, I'm ready to get this thing over with. Like, when are we done? I'm ready to eat a cheeseburger. You know, I've been working out and eating right. I just want a cheeseburger at this point. And it was after the onstage question. Did the onstage question. That was my favorite part. And I walked to the back of the stage, and at that moment, I said, God, I don't know why I'm here. What am I doing here? You know, and at that moment is when I told him, I said, yeah, I'll go wherever you tell me to go, and I'll do whatever you tell me to do, and I'll say whatever you tell me to say. You know, I finally, you know, at that moment, I finally got it, that was my yes moment.
Yes. It's as I was saying earlier, it's just amazing how he maneuvers us into that yes moment. Even in that yes moment, it's so liberating, so to speak, when we finally do say yes. It's like liberating, so to speak, and being bold in the word of God,
yes,
and being bold in the thing that God has for us to do. It takes a moment, but once you get there and be actually bold about it, it's very liberating. I can use that word. It's very liberating.
Yeah, I would say that, and it's a relief. You're just, you know, like you said, it takes you a moment to get there, but you know that this time when you say yes, because there's been plenty of times when I said, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Yes, Lord, I'll go, yes, and had no idea what it actually meant. You know, I was, you know, yes, Lord, and I've lived for God, and I've been back and forth and back and forth, but this time it was different. It was very different, and I knew it was a yes for real. Where that was going to take me, I was not sure. and it could, I guess it could, I don't want to say it was scary, but at a point it was kind of scary. It was like, okay, I've said yes. Now what does that mean? Not that he's going to do anything, you know, bad, or, you know, that the world is getting ready to crumble down on you, but it's just like, okay, now where are we going to go next? Because you brought me to this point where I never thought I would be. So what's next?
Wow. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking about my yes. And like, wow, I did say yes. And sometimes we forget that we said yes. And there may be a catastrophe to happen or a hiccup along the way. And we have forgotten that we said yes.
Uh-huh.
We said yes. And he didn't say it would be a smooth journey. He didn't say, okay, you said yes, Adrian, so now it's just a smooth ride to where I want to take you. Oh, no, 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 no. The enemy still would come in and give some pieces and some bumps and some lumps and some everything would come. It's like once you say yes, it's like, okay, here he come. Here the enemy come to try to knock you off or to take you out or something so painful that you feel as if it is going to take you out. And I'm talking to my own self right now. And you feel that it's going to take you out, but you've forgotten that you said, yes, I'll go. Yes, I will share your word. Yes, I will be bold. Yes, and that's a big yes.
Yeah. It's your life.
It is your life. It's a changing, a life changing. Once you say yes to the will of God, yes, it's life changing, and it's not like there's a roadmap or a mirror where you can go back and say, okay, now where am I supposed to be at now, Lord?
Right. Or it's not yes with conditions, right? You're like, okay, God, yes, but I won't do this or I won't do that. There is no conditions. It's either yes or no. It's black or white. You choose him or you don't. And yeah, it's liberating, like you said. And he prepares you for your yes moment, but then you're not prepared. If that makes sense,
makes perfect sense.
You get to a point. You know, you get to your point in life. It was funny because I was reading about Jonah either last week, and I kind of laughed. And I remember reading Jonah when I was younger and, you know, got a little bit older, and I would laugh and be like, Jonah was crazy. How bold was he to tell God no and go sleep on a boat and be calm? There's, you know, a storm going on, everybody going crazy, and he just sleeping. And then he gets up and he's like, oh, I know what's happening. Just calm. I'm like, who is this guy? He's crazy. And it's so funny because I'm like, Lord, that was me. I might have not have been so bold and said it out loud, like, no, God, I'm not going. But when he spoke and told me to go, I didn't go when I was supposed to go, you know. And so I had my Jonah moment, and it was time for me to say yes, because I'm like, all right, God, you're not going to leave me alone until I completely say yes to you and do what it is that you have for me to do. And it's not a bad yes. It just took me a minute to get there, and there was just some things that he needed to happen along, you know, my journey. So God wasn't surprised with the decisions that I made, because he knew that all my bad decisions used for his glory. So I counted all joy, whether it was a good decision or a bad decision, my ups and my downs in my life, that I know that what the enemy meant for my bad, God meant it for my good, and he's going to get all the glory out of all my bad doing.
Absolutely. And that's been my words all week. Everything works together for the good of those who love Christ Jesus. That's been it's just like I've been saying it all week. Everything works together for the good of those who love Christ Jesus. The goal is this, the goal is that. If I can just stick with what the goal is and knowing that everything works together for the good of those who love Christ Jesus. And it's that gets you through.
But his word gets you through, right? You know, and,
right.
You know, to have a relationship with God, it's funny because I'm writing a book right now, and I just finished the chapter on, you know, faithfulness. And, you know, great is thy faithfulness. You know, he's never left me. He's never forsaken me. Right. Funny thing is I heard it on The Voice. I watched The Voice. I love that show. And there's a young man on there by the name of Jordan. And I didn't watch last night. It was a previous version. We DVR'd it. And he said, I'm going to take a risk and I'm going to sing this song because it's a song that, you know, it means something to me. And he said that God told him, you know, I'll take care of everything. I just need you to wake up every morning and do what it is that you love. And so, you know, he's saying, great is thy faithfulness. And I wrote Faithful. That was the chapter that I was reading, that I was writing last night. And that song came on, and great is thy faithfulness. I'm sorry. Great is thy faithfulness.
No, because it is. He is so faithful to us. And when I think about how great is thy faithfulness. Can you imagine if he was not faithful? Even in all that we do, he is yet faithful. Can you imagine how it would be if he was not faithful? How great is his faithfulness? How great is God's faithfulness? God is so faithful in each and everything that he does. He is yet faithful. Even when we are not, God is yet faithful. So faithful. We're going to take a moment, take a small moment, and listen to this music. We'll be right back.
Hello?
So, yes, we're here. We're about to take a little small break until you get back with us.
I'm sorry, that's just like the enemy, right? When he knows that you're about to go in and start talking about the goodness of Jesus. Oh, come on now.
That's what I just said.
I won't even let that come in.
I just said that. And yes, say God is yet faithful.
Somebody needed to hear that. Yes, somebody needed to hear
that. Yes, and he didn't want it to hear it. Yeah. He's very faithful.
No, he is faithful.
But as I was saying, can you imagine if he wasn't?
Oh, no. I couldn't imagine my life without him.
Can you imagine?
I can't. I can't imagine my life without him.
And
because he has been so faithful.
And it's always a reminder. When he sends a rainbow, that's a reminder. That's a reminder for him.
When we see that
rainbow, that is a reminder. When he said he would put the rainbow in the sky, that he would not destroy the earth again with the water, that he would not do that. And as a reminder for himself, he said, I will put a rainbow in the sky. And when it rains and rains and rains and rains, we're like, oh, my goodness, what is going on with all this rain? And you come out and there's a rainbow. And sometimes there's a double rainbow. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I reminded myself twice. That's how I look at it. It's like, oh, my God, there's a rainbow.
That's so his promise.
It's just, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Oh, my goodness, I am thoroughly enjoying our conversation today, Adrian. I can go in so quickly. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
I can just go on in.
And you know,
even in my worst days.
Right. And like you said, even in your worst days, I think of all that he's done and how far he's brought me. I put on Instagram and even on my Facebook, you know, telling my family, you know, that, you know, my second interview, you know, and I thank God, you know, for what he's doing. And, you know, when I'm down, I look up, you know, because, you know, it says, look to the hills for which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. But even when I'm up, I look down because it reminds me and it shows me how far he's brought me and the progression that I'm moving in a forward momentum, you know. And I may just be down at that moment, but I'm so far away from where I used to be, you know, whether it be my walk in life or my walk with Christ. I'm much further than where I started. And that makes me happy.
Absolutely. So, Adrian, tell us about Boys and Girls Life.
Oh, my gosh. Girls and Boys Life, I am so thrilled and so excited to be able to share that information concerning the nonprofit. It was birthed because of the pageant that I was in. It originally started out that, you know, would be girls' lives, that would speak to girls. But it evolved into speaking to girls and to boys because boys have dreams and aspirations as well. And so what Girls and Boys Life is, life stands for looking inward for excellence. And today I actually received my tax exemption approval. So praise God, that made my day. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And what it is it's about dreams, identifying, and goals. So we all have dreams that is in our heart, and God put those, he put them there. You know, it's not something we just woke up with one day. God put the dreams in our heart. So I believe it's for everyone to have a dream, you know, have their dream, and that their dreams are possible. They're not impossible. They may be big, but we serve a big God. So, of course, the dream is going to be bigger than you. But they also need to identify with who they are. They need to love who they are. They need to know and believe in themselves that they can achieve what is set before them. But they have to love who they are first, because if they don't love who they are first, if they don't accept who they are, then they're going to think everything around them is impossible, especially their dreams. They're not going to be motivated to do it. They won't be self-motivated to do it. And I just truly believe that, you know, if you love yourself, you love yourself enough, then you will tell yourself that anything's possible for you as long as you're walking with Christ. And then goals, you know, how to set goals, writing the vision and making it plain. You know, anything that you see on a piece of paper, it becomes life. Words become life on a piece of paper. And if you can touch it, feel it, and see it, then that means you're going to believe it. You'll hold yourself accountable so that you can achieve it. And that is the basis of what Girls and Boys Life is, and how it birthed. It birthed from going through what I had gone through as far as being Miss U.S. Continental, reminding me that, you know, Adrian, you have a dream. And it might have taken you a while to get there, but you've always had a dream. You've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And somewhere along the way, you got off track. Mm-hmm. And so God put me back on track, and to go out and impact lives and change the world. And it's all because of a dream.
That's absolutely beautiful, beautiful. And we applaud you so much for creating an avenue or creating an outlet for boys and girls and letting them know how important their dreams are and the things that they may have decided that they may want to do in life. So we definitely applaud you. And it's been a pleasure, Adrian, talking to you today. Our time is far spent. So we have a few minutes, if you don't mind telling our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, how they can book you for any speaking engagements, just how they can connect with you.
You can connect with me if you go on my website at girls@gblife.org. So, again, it's gblife.org. My telephone number is there. My email address is there. I have a calendar for speaking engagements. So all of my information, like I said, is there, and that's how you'll be able to get in touch with me.
Thank you. Thank you, Adrian. We appreciate you and everything that you are doing with Girls and Boys Life. And once again, congratulations on becoming Miss U.S. Continental at the rightful age. We're not going to say, in 2014, in your journey as an entrepreneur.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for taking time out to speak with me.
And it's definitely been our pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
We would like to thank our sponsors, Fimashi Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, TND Marketing, and
sacrifice.